Ari, on weapons of mass destruction, British Prime Minister Blair said a couple of days ago in Belfast that after the regime fell, that we, the coalition, would be led to them, his words. Yesterday, Defense Secretary Rumsfeld was offering rewards for Iraqis to prevent the regime from either destroying documents or destroying materials or shipping them out of the country. So, I mean, what's the bigger picture here? Are we in a position, is the United States in a position where we have to rely on people on the ground to ultimately get to the very weapons that we say Iraq has and that we're have been after?
Well, I think there are two principal things that involve the Iraqi people in the efforts to determine where their weapons of mass destruction are. One is the people who are involved in it and want to do everything they possibly can to destroy all the evidence of their involvement in it. Obviously, those people are the problem. And then there are other people who may have knowledge about it who want to provide that knowledge to the United States or to coalition allies so that evidence of weapons of mass destruction can indeed be unearthed or found. And I think we'll see both on the ground in Iraq. I think it is something that will be found. We've always said that we have information that they have weapons of mass destruction. The precise location of where it is information that the Iraqi people can be helpful with.
Well, but you're saying now that, I mean, it appears that we really are relying on people to lead us to them rather than knowing where these materials are. And if we don't have that sort of cooperation, I mean, are we going to come up empty here?
I think you've always heard and you continue to hear from officials a measure of high confidence that indeed the weapons of mass destruction will be found. What we have is a regime that was a master at hiding it, that had set up a very large and elaborate infrastructure for the sole purpose of hiding it. And as the military conflict goes through its various phases and we turn the corner from actual military conduct, military operations, to more of a pursuit of where the weapons of mass destruction are, then I think additional information will come in, and we don't rule out that it can come in thanks to the help of the Iraqi people.
I just want to nail this down. You're either the bad actors are going to flip and tell you about it, lead you to it, or present it to you, or people who are essentially good actors are going to tip you off, you know, once you're there and lead you to the materials, that right now the government forces on the ground are not in a position independently to get to where the major cash is.
No, you can't rule out that the coalition forces might find something along their travels on the ground. Well, they're involved in military operations, and Iraq has been hiding it. But what we have is intelligence about their having it. Whether it was specific location or not is often not the case. But keep in mind the rescue of Jessica Lynch, for example. That was developed as a result of information provided to us by an Iraqi citizen. And so we, of course, were on the lookout for our POWs. We had our antenna up, doing everything we could to find them. We have means to be able to do certain things. But there's a limit to these means. The more there is help from the Iraqi people, the easier the effort. Ron?
I'm not asking for specifics, but I want to know specifically if the United States knows where a cache of WMD is.
What we have always said is that we know that they have it and they are expert at hiding it. Ron, we've always said we know they have it, they are expert at hiding it. I can't discuss all intelligence information, and this is something Secretary Powell talked about when he went to the United Nations and talked about their abilities to hide. But make no mistake, we maintain high confidence that they have it and it will be found.
Do we know where any of it is?